What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your host, Caroline. If you guys are new to the show, this show is hosted by myself, Caroline, and my twin sister, Anne Catherine. Most of the time, over the past 4 years that we've hosted this show, we do episodes together, but sometimes, and especially more recently, we have been enjoying splitting off and doing solo episodes where each of us can kind of talk about, you know, what's on our minds and what we are feeling. And I have a solo episode for you guys today, and it's funny because I had a completely different topic planned, and in the last 5 minutes, I have decided to switch it up and talk about kind of what's more on my mind right now. So before I do that, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. If you're not already, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you listen on Spotify and Apple so you never miss new episodes. And also, it is just really helpful for us in getting the show out there to other people. If you enjoy this episode, at the end, share it with a friend who you think might benefit from it too. I think this episode and what I'm going to talk about, I think, is something that a lot of women, a lot of girls like in their 20s like I am likely feel, but I honestly don't think is talked about very often. So I'm hoping that in kind of talking about what's on my mind, it can feel kind of refreshing and like something that you might relate to and might need to hear as well. And so if that's the case, I would love to hear that. You can let me know on our podcast page at Girls with Goals Pod on Instagram or my personal page, Caroline Kineen, and I'll have those linked in the show notes on Spotify and Apple. So you can just click those links, go over and see the socials. So jumping into it, I have been planning on making a Glow Up Diaries episode. Over the past few months since graduating college, coming home, in a lot of ways feel like I've kind of gotten a glow back and feel like I've unlocked some different, you know, healthy habits that I was putting off before. And I've gotten really honest with myself and I feel like I've had a bit of a mental and physical transformation. Not in the sense, I honestly stepped on the scale the other day. I haven't lost any weight, so it really does go to show that like, it really is not about the number on the scale because I feel like I look different. I feel like I look less inflamed. I'm feeling a lot better day to day. I look less stressed, or I feel less stressed. And that's something that I really want to talk about. I kind of opened that conversation up on my Instagram the other day. And it's something I want to make a full podcast episode about. And I want to make a YouTube episode about. And I want to make content about. And I was planning on doing that today. But the thing is, I woke up today and I was just honestly feeling kind of down and drained, and I feel moody. I don't think that's something we acknowledge much as women, that like with our hormone cycles, our energy levels, our moods, literally like the balance of hormones in our bodies are changing constantly throughout the month. And so it like comes as a shock to me every month when I hit 1 week where I feel like, oh, my skin sucks and my hair is greasy and I don't look good and I don't feel good and I'm sleeping in and I feel lazy and I just like my mood is down. And it shocks me every time. But the thing is, it happens, you know, every single month in my luteal phase, like the week right before I get my period. But the other weeks out of the month, like my energy can be so up, I can be feeling so excited and so passionate and so great. And then this hits and I feel like a completely different person. And so with that being said, I was like, okay, I want to talk about something that feels more relevant to how I'm feeling today, because I don't want to come on here and be like, hey guys, let me tell you about all of the things that I've done to feel like I'm having this glow up. Because even though I was really excited to talk about that, like last week, I woke up today and my energy and my mood have completely shifted and I'm not, you know, as excited and I'm not honestly feeling that glowy today. And so I'm going to save that for a future episode and a future YouTube video and some other content. And what I really want to talk about today is all of the contradictory expectations that we have as women. Women of all ages, but I speak from the experience as I am 22, I am turning 23 next week. So, you know, kind of in my early 20s, a little bit still growing up and still figuring it out. There are so many expectations on, you know, just people in general. And I think it gets perpetuated when we have the internet and social media and everybody is showing a highlight reel of their own lives and everybody has different opinions, but everyone's opinions are getting, you know, shouted from the rooftops. I think it's kind of abnormal that we're seeing the experiences and the opinions of millions of different people versus like just our community and our family and our friends. And of course, like that can be really great sometimes because we can learn new things, we can get inspired. But at the same time, it can make us feel like we're always falling short in a way, because there's always going to be someone out there who is fitter, more disciplined, having more fun, more seemingly more successful in their career, seemingly having a better relationship. Like, there's just always something that feels like it's falling short. And with that, I think we kind of hold ourselves to the expectation that, like, we need to have all of these things figured out all at once. But something I've realized, especially for women, is that a lot of the time, these expectations can be very contradictory. And when that happens, it can be very overwhelming to feel like you kind of are fighting with yourself, like two different versions of yourself or two different paths, or you're in this tug of war. Some examples that I mean when I say that are like, you know, be confident, but don't be too much, you know, don't be too loud, don't be weird, don't be, you know, too much for somebody, but like, oh, but be confident, but love yourself. Those are both things that we hear all the time. You should be confident. You should love yourself. But then we turn around and we say, oh, that person is too much. Oh, they're too loud. They're weird. Those kind of things. But what if that is just a person being true to themselves, and we've told them to be confident, we've told them to love themselves, and then in doing that, then we're telling them that they're too loud, they're too much, they're too this, they're too that. For example, you know, be open and vulnerable, but don't be too emotional. I think women get that a lot. When it comes to health, you know, be fit, be strong, but don't be too muscular. Don't be too obsessed. Don't be, you know, too hardcore about it. And this can be really, really confusing because we're already like going through so much internally when like I can feel like a different person in different weeks out of the month or just in different times of my life. Like, I at least feel super sensitive to little changes like in my hormone levels, in my sleep, whether or not I've had alcohol, like whether I've eaten, for me personally, like gluten or other foods that can be like inflammatory and make me tired and things like that. I've always felt like my body and therefore my mind, because we have this mind-body connection, are very sensitive to changes. So I can already feel like I'm on a little bit of a roller coaster of my own sometimes. And then when you pile on top of that these contradicting expectations, it can be really overwhelming and really confusing and sometimes feel debilitating, as in like, I don't even know what I want to do right now because I feel like there's 100 different things that I could be doing, that I should be doing, but one of them doesn't really add up with the other one and doesn't make sense. And I don't know if anybody else's brain does this, but like, I could go a million miles an hour in my head just trying to figure out like what to do today. And I know that sounds kind of dramatic, but like sometimes it's true. I've always felt a lot of pressure. I've always, mostly self-inflicted, I would say, because I've always dreamed big and I've always held myself to high standards. And for the most part, I really enjoy that side of me. Like, I enjoy that I'm very ambitious. I enjoy that, like, I set big goals and that I see big things for myself. But on the flip side of that, I always explain myself as saying like, I get very, very excited, and then I can also get equally overwhelmed because there can be kind of these ups and downs of the waves of it, where like, whether it is during different phases of my cycle or whether it is just different energy levels, I can be so excited about something and then either overthink it or either get drained and burnt out, and I can get, you know, overwhelmed by it just a couple weeks later. All that to say that just as people and as women in general, I think we already have so many ups and downs that when we then feel these external pressures that can be contradictory and pull us in different directions, it's very confusing and it's very overwhelming. And I think we need to, in a lot of ways, learn to shut them up and not listen to them, or to choose the one that we know is kind of like the right direction, the right answer, the one that our best self would go with, and then not question ourselves about it. So yeah, I want to get, you know, super honest and dig into some of these contradictions that I'm feeling myself. And right now, I just graduated college a few months ago. It was kind of a weird transitional final year because in my last year of school I actually only had one semester left of classes to do. So my fall semester I didn't take classes and I was working full time for a company. And then in my spring semester, I continued working for them part time, finished up my classes at school, and was also obviously continuing to pursue social media and this podcast. And so I was doing a lot of things at once, and I not necessarily like burnt myself out, but I was just doing a lot. And I now look back on it and I'm like, I wish that I would have been a little bit more social, been a little bit more go with the flow and like had fun. But I had a really hard time like getting excited about graduation activities. I felt like I was just so busy with work and school and doing the podcast and social media and trying to set myself up for whatever was next. And that is one of these contradictions that I kind of struggle with, is how much are we investing into, you know, ourselves and our future versus how much are we living in the moment? Because we have this expectation to always be growing, to always be, you know, thinking about the long term and planning things for our future. But then people also say, you know, live in the moment, be present. And those two things can be hard to figure out how to do all at once. And so it can kind of leave you feeling like, oh, if I'm only living in the moment, even if I'm enjoying it and having fun, in the back of my mind, I always have a little bit of guilt about not doing the things that I could be doing, like personally, career-wise, those kind of things. And then at the same time, if I'm always focused on what's next, planning what's next, building a career, mapping out my like next big goals and achievements and working towards that, then I find that I'm kind of pulled back socially, pulled back from, you know, being where my feet are and being present. And then I also, you know, feel kind of guilty about that. And so that's a balance that I'm always trying to work out, is like how can I be working to be my best self, plan my next move, set my future up, because like those things really, really excite me, but not if I'm not also enjoying the moment and being present. So those are kind of two polar opposite things, which obviously can exist together, but the balance is always shifting, and that can be one thing that is a really hard balance to find. And then to continue on with that, I think there's this idea of like, how do we act in our day to day? A lot of people will say, you know, again, be present, go with the flow. But then we're also told to be super disciplined and to be organized, and that our habits are like what make up our life. Those two things can be true and can exist at the same time, but it's hard, because sometimes if I'm just going with the flow and I'm saying yes to things, or I'm not planning my days and I'm just letting things happen, then I feel like I'm, you know, missing out on moving myself forward by working hard, by staying on top of my habits, by those things. But then on the flip side, if I plan my life too much, then I miss out on, you know, all of the spontaneity and on feeling free and feeling fun. You know, if my entire day is scheduled out with, you know, habits, work, hustle, whatever, and I leave no space for anything else, then what is the point of hustling and working if I'm not, you know, being present and enjoying things? And also, a lot of the best things happen when we kind of go with the flow and let them happen. But if I'm doing nothing just for the sake of allowing spontaneity in my life, then I'm doing nothing. And this summer, I've kind of gone back and forth a bit, where obviously, like, as I'm explaining this, I'm kind of talking about the extremes, because there's never a world in which we're doing absolutely nothing. And there's never a world in which every single minute of our calendar is filled up and we can't, like, you know, decide that we want a snack, or decide that we want to go to the bathroom, or decide that we want to do this. You know, like, we always have some free will. But once again, it's kind of this set of contradicting expectations that can be really hard to balance sometimes. This summer, I've kind of let it come and go in waves, and I've tried to be intuitive with it. Like, some weeks I'm feeling, you know, really fun and social, and I'm spending a lot of the time at the beach, and I'm saying yes to like all the activities that friends want to do. And then other weeks I'm like, oh my God, I'm training for a marathon. I'm trying to plan out my next career moves. I'm trying to stay on top of my content and make good content and like take advantage of these opportunities that I have. I need to lock in and sit down and spend this week by myself and do my own things. And that's okay. Right now, I'm kind of letting it come in waves so that I'm always like listening to what I want to do and letting them both exist. And I'm trying not to feel guilty one way or another. And naturally, it does kind of work itself out. And I hate to admit it, but some days I go back and forth so much and like just overwhelm myself so much about what I want to do. Like if I have work and tasks and things that I want to get done, and I told myself I wanted to like focus on myself today.
While you're doing your spring cleaning, why don't you clean up the languages you know? And by that, I mean check in and practice the languages you already know or pick up something new. Rosetta Stone is the trusted language expert with 30 years of experience, millions of users, and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone is the go-to language learning solution. You can learn faster and retain longer because Rosetta Stone immerses you in your new language naturally, which helps you think and communicate with confidence. And you know, Growth with Goals listeners, it's all about confidence. And long-term means long-term because you can learn for life. And with Rosetta Stone, long-term language learning means long-term because you can learn for life. Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership gives you access to all 25 languages so you can learn as many as you want and whenever you want. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Growth with Goals podcast listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That is unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today to get 50% off today and to start learning today.
Okay, but then I'm like, oh, people want to hang out and the weather's so nice and I feel like I should be doing that because, you know, I just graduated and I should be giving myself a break and I should be going with the flow, so I should go do that. But then, oh, what about those things that I had planned for myself and the work that I had to get done? And sometimes I kind of just like fight with myself and go back and forth so much. And so I'm personally working on reminding myself that it's like not actually that deep. And at the end of the day, we can do whatever we want. And a lot of these things are just kind of like rules that we put in our heads, at least in my experience. Another contradicting expectation that I have experienced as a girl is that, you know, women in general are seen as, you know, being the more emotional gender, I guess. You know, they're the mothers, they're the caregivers in, you know, a general standpoint, obviously not in every single situation, but that is kind of how we see a feminine figure. And so there's this expectation to be open, to be vulnerable, to be caring and selfless, but then also to have boundaries and also to not be too emotional because we are so quick to say, you know, be honest, be vulnerable, but then we'll tell somebody that, you know, they're too emotional, that they're too much, or a lot of the time I think we'll call women crazy, and that happens a lot of the time in relationships. I have had I wouldn't say so many, but, you know, enough that I can think about a few situations in dating where I have felt crazy for just, like, trying to communicate and trying to get on the same page with somebody. It makes me feel crazy. I'm thinking of one kind of situationship, as one might say, in particular, where, like, I always felt so crazy, and I've never felt crazier before. Like, I don't consider myself to be a crazy person. I genuinely think that, like, I'm pretty understanding, I'm pretty chill. But in this one scenario, like, I never understood where I stood with this person. And I think that they probably had, like, an avoidant attachment type. Now that I've read up on different attachment styles, I think they were definitely quite avoidant. And I couldn't stand that because I was like, I don't care if you love me or you hate me. Like, I just want to know because the hot and cold, I can't stand it. And now, you know, that's something that I have learned from and I will never stand for again. Like, if somebody is like super interested in you one week and then, you know, not again for a month and then randomly pops up again, like, they don't actually care. Or even if they do, like, they are not worth your time because they're not emotionally mature enough to be honest with you or emotionally available enough to, like, give you anything that you deserve. But using this as an example, I always felt like I was saying, like, what is going on here? Like, what are we doing? How do you feel? What do you want? And like, I could never get a straight answer. And so it made me think that I was like doing too much or being too emotional, when really it's just that this other person could not communicate for his life. But I'm sure everybody has had an experience like that. Or if not, you know, we see it in movies, we read it in books all of the time. Or we hear people say it, like, oh, she was crazy. Oh, my ex was crazy. Oh, I was seeing this girl, she was crazy. Like, maybe she wasn't. Maybe she was just more, like, emotionally intelligent or self-aware or, like, trying to communicate. And I think that that can be really frustrating as a woman, like, when we have this tendency to be more honest and vulnerable and emotional. And we're told to do that. And we see, you know, strong women. And that is like this piece of femininity. But then at like the snap of a fingers, just because somebody feels that way, you could be too emotional or you can be crazy. Like even me sitting down and speaking into a microphone about this right now, I feel a little bit crazy because I'm like, am I making this shit up? Like, does anybody else actually experience these things? Does anybody have like waves of emotion like this? Does anybody else feel these contradictory pressures? Or am I going to be like publishing this episode and people are going to be listening like, oh my God, she's crazy. I'm actually having those fears because on one hand, I'm like, yes, this is great. I'm coming on here and I'm talking about my experience and I'm being honest and I'm being vulnerable. But on the other hand, I'm like, is that going to be seen as too much? Are people going to be turned off by this? I hope not. And I know our audience enough. And I know like we have a 98% female audience. We're close with a lot of you guys. We have, you know, chatted with so many of you over DMs or you've been listeners to the podcast for years. So I think I have a pretty good sense and I don't think I'm crazy, but I can't help but think in the back of my mind, like, oh, is this too much? Should I have done a fluffy episode and told you like 10 habits you should be doing for this, blah, 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 and not talked about like my emotions and my feelings? I don't know. There's a time and a place for that too, but right now, this is what I wanted to do. So this is what we're talking about, take it or leave it. Body image is another topic of contradiction. You know, we're told, again, to love ourselves, accept ourselves, but at the same time, what our social media feeds are filled with, the celebrities and people that we put on pedestals in life, the people that we turn into influencers, for the most part, fit this bill of perfection. Even if behind the scenes they have insecurities, we don't see them. And I genuinely do believe that everybody does have insecurities and that what somebody looks like isn't, or I guess doesn't tell us on the surface, like whether they feel good about themselves or not. Like I genuinely do believe that even the most beautiful people have insecurities because they're seeing every moment of themselves. They're seeing every angle in a photo. They're seeing, you know, themselves at their worst. They're seeing themselves like without makeup. They're seeing themselves, not that like obviously you're less beautiful without makeup, but just in general, like you see yourself every second of every day. Of course, in your own experience, you're going to find reasons to pick yourself apart. So I think like every single person is on their own journey with self-confidence, with their own body image. And we all want to move towards a place of loving ourselves more and accepting ourselves more. And people, you know, they say that to women, but at the same time, what we see in magazines, what we say in media for the most part is all the same. There are some organizations, some brands that do like a much better job of having diversity in sizes, in backgrounds, in things like that. But it's very rare that we see like the things that we are maybe insecure about online, on models. Like we don't see cellulite on women. We don't see stretch marks. We don't see bodies moving. And so no matter what size we are, there is always this like picture of perfection that we see most of the time when we're on the internet. And then of course, like social media, even if we don't mean for it to, like we perpetuate it because the people that we think look perfect or look the most beautiful, they're eye-catching. We stop, we watch their content, we like their content. That spirals. Those people become the people that we give the platforms to for the most part. And it becomes a bit of a cycle. So as much as we can say, you know, everybody should accept themselves, love themselves. Self-love is like such a complicated topic. Body image is such a complicated topic. We have other episodes on the show where we dive into it in full. I talk about it so much on my Instagram at Caroline Kenine, if you're not already following me there. So there's like so much more to say to it. But for the purposes of this episode, I think it almost feels like sometimes there's a but, like accept yourself if you still look good enough. Love yourself as long as you don't show us your imperfections. Sometimes it feels like that is what the message is to women. So like at the same time that we could be working on our own confidence and on building our own body image up, the things that we see don't always help us with that. And that's why, like, for me personally, I make a huge effort to be transparent on the internet, to show my insecurities. I'm so proud of like having not only this podcast where we have a 98% female audience, but also like my Instagram page is 90% female as well, because like, I'm sorry, but like, I'm not on the internet for the male gaze. Sorry. I don't want to be. Sometimes I feel weird if I like, I'm like, ugh, I wonder how like men perceive me, like guys that I'm friends with, people who have like vaguely met me, and then they see my internet presence. But I'm like, you know what? I don't care. I'm not on the internet for the male gaze. I'm on the internet for my other girls, for making fitness and health and confidence and life feel like a more approachable thing and something that you can actually go after. And so I make a huge effort to like be really honest, to show my insecurities, because honestly, I couldn't even fake it if I tried. Like, I'm on here and I'm ranting to you and my emotions are like up and down and all crazy right now. And like, I couldn't even fake it. So I don't know how the people who have like a perfect persona on the internet honestly keep it up. Like, I have to imagine that behind the scenes they're exhausted. I don't hope that they are. Like, I hope that they're not. I hope that they're fine. But to me, that would be so hard to keep up with if I had to look perfect, be the perfect aesthetic all the time. Sorry, like, it is so much easier for me to just be authentic online. I think it hits harder too. I think it reaches the people that I want it to reach. I think it makes me feel better about what I'm creating and what I'm posting. But at the same time, like, I could not show up perfectly online if I tried. And that's exhausting. And it's exhausting sometimes to feel like we have to. Because again, it's be authentic until it's too much. Be authentic until it's something people don't want to see. Until it's, oh my God, why would you ever share that? And something I see a lot that goes along with that is, obviously, we always tell people and tell girls, like, be yourself, be unique, stand out from the crowd. But then if somebody doesn't fit in socially, like, we ostracize them, or we call them weird, or we think they're strange. I want to be the first to tell you that anyone who is seen as cool is also seen as cringe. And the only difference is they've been consistent enough, they've done it long enough, that they've been able to like find their own niche and find their own pocket and like build some success with it, so that we then see it as cool. But I promise you that like every single person who has some sort of platform, some sort of career they've built for themselves, does something creatively, we see them as being super confident. Like, I promise you, even if they have always been internally confident, like people have called them cringe. People have thought they were cringe. The only difference is when it starts being successful. And like, I will tell you that firsthand. When I first started posting online my workouts, recipes, fitness content, I was only 18. I was unfollowed by so many people in my high school. I got mean comments. I got mean DMs. I got people asking my family, like, what does she think she's doing? And now I have a top-ranked podcast. I have 100,000 people who follow me on Instagram. I work with cool brands. But that wouldn't have happened if I didn't say, no, I'm going to be myself. I'm going to be confident, and I'm going to stick with it no matter what other people are saying, because people are going to talk no matter what. People are going to judge no matter what. The best revenge is just to continue doing you, because if you stay consistent and you stay confident, things will work out in your favor. And now look at me. I get to live my absolute dream life because I took the risk, because I let people call me cringe, because a lot of people still are. And that can be anybody's reality too, but we can't listen to the people who say, you're weird, you're too much. just because they can't wrap their heads around it. So maybe that is a good point to leave this episode at. This is going to be a fun one for me to edit and listen back to and be like, did that make any sense? Because like I said, I honestly shifted to this topic 5 minutes before the episode. I really like did not have any notes. This was a bit more of a brain dump than anything else, but it's something that was on my mind and something that I hope was helpful for you guys to hear that like, I have these thoughts, I have these experiences, I'm going through these things. And that's okay. We're in it together. I really do think it's an experience that just as humans, everybody has these pressures on themselves, these contradicting expectations, but especially as women, it can be really, really confusing. And it can be hard enough to figure out like who we want to be and what we want for ourselves. And when you add the layer of then like societal pressures and expectations, that is just completely overwhelming. So if you take anything from this episode, it is that if you feel these things and you experience these things, you are absolutely not alone in them, but your life is your life. Your experience is your experience. And the only thing that matters at the end of the day is that you are doing what you want to do, that you feel like yourself and that you are feeling like and acting like a person that you are proud of. Because if those things are true, it does not matter what anybody else thinks of you, what anybody else wants you to be, what your cookie cutter role should be, none of that matters. And even if you experience these ups and downs, these confusing emotions, you are doing just fine. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. Again, if you did, share it with a friend. Make sure you're following the show. And Catherine will be back with me next week for a new episode. So we'll see you on Monday. Bye.